So, hey, any updates on maybe an upcoming KISS tour? Are you guys going to be added to the Coachella lineup or any surprises headed our way?
You know, probably not on the Coachella lineup this year. We're going to be touring again this summer. I don't know to what extent, but my understanding is we're going to be touring in North America. And last couple of years, we've been on the road quite a bit. We played, I think, almost 200 shows in the last 2 years. Really some of the biggest shows that KISS has done. New contingency of KISS fans, young kids, teenagers, I mean, all ages coming to the shows. And
that's an interesting thing. 30 years later, I mean, there are people who were part of the KISS Army in the 70s that still are, but there's also kind of new people that are liking KISS that are, you know, young teenagers. It's interesting that you inspire so many different generations of fans.
It is. It's an amazing thing. There's must be some kind of a timeless appeal to KISS.
Yeah, I think the live show is obviously what KISS is really all about. I mean, are Gene and Paul still going? They're like 10 years your senior, right? So how are they doing on stage?
Those guys are in defy logic sometimes. You know, Paul Stanley's still in prime shape, and, you know, it's actually amazing to see them up there. They look just as good as they ever have. And
one of the, I think, nifty things about the KISS makeup is as older as Gene Simmons gets, you can't really tell because you can't actually really see his face and his wrinkles, you know, when he's on stage.
Well, you know, that's the great thing about KISS is, you know, we do have the outfits and the makeup and, you know, the personas. It does look like it always has and the way it's supposed to.
Does it bug you when Gene Simmons licks you on stage? Has he done that to you?
No, that's one of my favorite parts of the show. He's always done that even back in the old days.
Yeah.
You know? And, you know, it's a funny thing. It's funny how much attention that gets, but people love it. It's just a funny thing. And it's not only just licking your neck, but there's an element of drooling and, you know, sweat and all this crap getting all over you. And, you know, because I'm right next to him. And next thing I know, there's drool and stuff going down the neck of my guitar and my fingers, and I'm like, oh my God, you know.
With a tongue his size, you can imagine, like, the excrement that comes off of it.
Believe me, up there on stage, there's all kinds of crap coming out of his mouth, you know.
It's funny because you've got your whole stage personality where you're the spaceman. When you're out and about without your makeup, do people recognize you?
If they don't immediately recognize who I am, they know that I'm in some band of prominence, you know, just because of the way I looked. And you know, I'm 6'2½", and, you know, my hair and everything like that, and then the way I dress and blah, blah, blah. So
right.
There's definitely something that people recognize immediately.
I mean, you've been involved with KISS for a long time, but as kind of one of the newer onstage members, have you been putting your own, like, creative spin on some of the solos that, you know, Ace Frehley wrote so many years ago? Do you play it like you kind of want to, or is it exactly like it always has been?
The thing I take pride in is actually playing, you know, the original classic KISS stuff from the 70s and 80s and things, particularly the old stuff, you know, really play it the way it was written and recorded in the first place. And that's really what people want to hear.
All right. Well, Tommy Thayer, lead guitarist from KISS, you just did well in the Bob Hope. And of course, you're part of the greatest rock band of all time. So, dude, thanks for taking your time tonight.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, and I just wanted to add that, you know, the Bob Hope Classic was a great event again this year. And from what I hear, it's going to be even bigger next year. They're talking about different possibilities for new hosts and all the people in the Coachella Valley and the desert communities, you know. You know, we really appreciate everybody's support out there, and it's always a good time to be there.
Like to tweet? Like to be tweeted at? Follow Tyler on twitter.com/Tyler_Russell. 93.7 KCLB rocks.